Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith. Episode 3, Foreign Exchange.
Ciao, Mama.
Ciao?
Si, ciao, Mama.
Ciao, you mean food?
No, Mum, I mean ciao. Hello, it's Italian.
Oh, that ciao.
Impressed?
Not that easily.
You want more? Okay. Fiat, pasta, Giorgio Armani.
What are you rambling on about?
I've got a note from school.
You mean you've actually brought me a whole note? Not half a note or no note at all?
Oh, ye of little faith.
What does it say?
It says a load of Italian students are coming over here this year, and can one keep down here?
I hope it puts it a bit more tastefully than that.
Well?
Well, what?
Can we have one to stay?
Oh, Joe, look, Hannah's just gone up to university and we've just got her room cleared.
Won't be for long.
Won't be at all.
Oh, Mum, it'll help me.
Why?
I want to learn Italian.
Since when?
Since ages. I've always liked it.
Have you really? You've never said before.
Haven't I?
No.
Well, it's the ideal opportunity, isn't it?
Joe, are you sure you want to learn Italian? You're rotten at French.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, I'm being realistic. It takes ages to learn a foreign language. You have to be committed.
I am.
Like you were in French?
Oh, French is different.
You've got an F in French.
So?
Joe, there's no such thing as an F. Everyone else got A, B or C.
Oh, that was ages ago.
Well, I had to go to school. Your teacher said he'd like to comment on your work, but he couldn't find any.
Mum, we've been through all that.
Yes. But it does make me a bit wary about letting you learn another language.
I'll practice on the student.
Which student?
The one who'll be in Hannah's room.
Bill, are you ready to eat?
That's okay. What is it?
Fettuccine.
Well, I usually do the pasta dishes.
I know.
Didn't we have spaghetti yesterday?
But it did seem appropriate today.
Why?
Joe wants to learn Italian.
Are you sure he doesn't want to learn off-course betting or stud poker?
Very cynical attitude.
Well, I'm sorry, but why does he suddenly want to learn Italian?
Why shouldn't he?
Faith, doesn't it strike you as odd that he suddenly expressed an interest in a foreign language?
Not that odd.
It's not as if he's shown any talent for foreign languages, is it?
Not as such.
Well, didn't you have to go to the school about his French marks? Or lack of them?
That was ages ago.
No, it wasn't. It was the day before we got married. You could hardly speak after shouting at him.
Anyway,
now Joe wants to learn Italian all of a sudden.
Apparently he's wanted to for ages.
And you believe that?
Oh, why shouldn't I, for heaven's sake? You think he wants to learn Italian so he can rob the Banco di Napoli?
It's possible.
Why are you so suspicious of
him? Well, I'm sorry, Faith. In the short time I've known him, any move he makes is to do with football or money, in that order. So forgive me for being a little sceptical.
A little?
You're his mother. I just see him as a sporadically charming teenager with an attention span of about 10 minutes.
Anyway, we'll see how it works out.
What?
No. When a student comes to stay.
What student comes to stay?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me.
Oh, I thought I had. Well, you just distracted me going on about Joe.
What student is coming to stay?
Just an Italian.
Which Italian?
I don't know which Italian yet. An Italian. It's an exchange thing with the school.
And where's the Italian student going to sleep? Joe's room's too small for two.
In Hannah's room now she's gone.
I thought you were thrilled to have the space now that Hannah's gone.
Well, I am, really.
But what about your studio and all my records?
It won't be for long.
Faith, may I remind you that we are newlyweds?
I know.
We can't stop Joe lurching about the place like an unwashed alien. But at least with Hannah away, we're beginning to get some time and space to ourselves.
Yes, I know.
Well, why do you suddenly want to fill the place up again with a student?
I don't really. I don't know why I said yes.
You said yes because Joe told you it would help him to learn Italian.
Yes, that's why I said yes.
But you don't know why he wants to learn.
No, I don't really.
You don't see many trains of thought trundling through this house, do you?
Coming. Will you turn that down? I'm on the phone.
Hannah, is that you?
Hi, Mum.
How are you?
Okay.
Are you warm enough?
Yeah, thanks. I'm sitting on a radiator.
I mean, are you warm enough?
You mean, have I got my vest on?
Well, have you?
Mum.
So, what's it like then?
Oh, you know, wild parties every night, police raids every morning.
Hannah.
It's fine, Mum. Very quiet. I've just met my tutor.
What's she like?
He.
Oh, a man.
10 out of 10. He'll probably get me in his rooms after lectures and ply me with cherry brandy.
Will he?
Oh, for goodness sake, Mum. It's all very sensible. There's more outrageous behaviour at home.
What do you mean?
Well, you and Bill for a start.
Are you eating enough?
I just had a tin of peaches.
The whole tin?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I fancied it.
What are the people like?
Okay.
Have you met anyone you like?
You mean, have I made any nice new friends I can play with?
Well, have you?
There's quite a few fanciful blokes here. Anyway, how's things at home? Are you and Bill still on your honeymoon?
Not with Joe acting as resident gooseberry.
What's Joe up to now?
He's learning Italian. Why does everybody laugh?
How can he learn Italian when he completely mucked up his French? Remember when you had to go up to the school?
Yes, Hannah, we've talked about that, but he seems quite determined.
It's a girl.
It's a what? Of course it's not. It's a thought, I suppose.
That'll be the answer. He's fallen for some girl who's studying Italian and he wants to impress her.
Do you think so?
Bound to be. Joe's hardly likely to be doing it to improve himself, is he?
Well, I don't see why not. We should give him the benefit of the doubt.
There isn't any doubt, Mum. He's up to something.
Oh, there is something else. Hannah, you know your room.
I must go.
But I'll phone you back.
No, there's a queue, Mum. I'll call you soon. Bye.
Joe, there's my mole wrench. And I'll have it back, please.
Thanks, Bill. I just couldn't get the nut off.
It's a girl, isn't it?
What's a girl?
That's why you're learning Italian. Impress a girl.
Oh, leave it out.
That's not an answer.
Bill, you don't think I'll waste all this time on a girl, do you?
Frankly, yes.
Don't you think I've got better things to do?
Well, at your age, there aren't usually better things to do than pursue girls.
I'm not interested in girls at the moment. Not since my relationship with Emma finished.
I didn't realise you had a relationship, Joe. I don't think your mother did either.
Well, she mended the puncture on my bike and then she moved.
I think maybe you wanted different things from that relationship.
Yeah, I wanted her to fix my handlebars as well.
So, why the Italian?
Oh, that's a career move.
You mean you do want to be a United Nations translator?
No. I think a foreign language will be useful in the future.
Well, I agree, but why didn't you just stick with French?
How many great strikers get transferred to France?
What?
Chris Waddle going to Marseille was an exception, I admit.
Joe, what are you rambling on about?
I'm preparing the way. What if, in the future, AC Milan want to buy me from Tottenham?
You've only got a Spurs season ticket, not a player's jersey.
How much more attractive I'll be as a player if I've mastered the language?
Are you telling me you want to learn Italian just in case you're offered a transfer deal from a first division club you've yet to play for to an Italian club I've never heard of you?
Oui, monsieur.
That's French.
So I have got a natural talent for languages, haven't I?
Joe, forgot your key again.
What's your mum?
Actually, I'm glad you're home early.
It's today, isn't it?
Yes, any minute, actually.
Great. I'll just go and sort out my Juventus team fat file.
Joe, I've just found out something. You know Gino?
The Italian student? Yes. What about him? Don't tell me he hates football. All Italian blokes love football.
I'm sure they do, but it's not Gino who's coming. It's a Gina.
So what? You can still recognise Sampdoria from Milan, can't he?
How much Italian have you actually done?
Bit. Why?
Gina's a girl's name.
You mean he's got a girl's name?
I mean he's a girl. I mean it's a girl. I mean we've got a girl student to stay, not a boy.
Oh, no. How come?
Mrs. Blunden said that there'd been rather a glut of girls, and some of the boys had backed out at the last minute, so did I mind.
Well, you do mind.
She said girl students are always best. They're quiet and they help with the washing up.
This is a controversial decision, Mum.
I realise that, Joe, and I'm sorry, but Mrs. Blunden was in a bit of a jam and needed some accommodation.
She's going to be useless. How am I going to find out about Napoli's back four plan from a girl? She'll just want to talk about Jason Donovan.
Get that, Joe. It's probably Gina, and just be nice to her. She's in a foreign country and she's bound to be nervous.
Hello. My name is Gina. I am sleeping with you.
What? Mum didn't mention that bit.
Any ideas what to do today, Joe?
Swap Gina for a bloke?
She can hear you.
You must be joking. She's had the shower on for the last 20 minutes. She can't hear anything. I know, because I tried to get into the bathroom to wash my football boots.
You're supposed to wash them under the garden tap.
The bidet was made for the job.
It was not.
Morning, Joe.
Morning.
Ready for breakfast?
What's Italian for get out of the bathroom this minute or I'm calling your embassy?
Is Gina still in there?
Well, I presume nobody else can sing Honky Tonk Woman in Italian.
She probably doesn't realise you have to go to work.
She does now.
I hope you didn't get unreasonable and start using bad language.
Yes, I bloody did.
I expect she's just having trouble getting used to the shower.
Nothing makes me more annoyed than not being able to get into the bathroom.
I think we get the picture.
Bill.
How long does it take to clean your teeth and wash?
Took Hannah 2 hours at least.
It's like having her back again. I thought we got rid of the bathroom log jam when Hannah went.
Well, Gina won't be here for long.
It's no good, Faith. I can't put up with this for 2 weeks. You'll have to tell her to wait until I've finished in future. It's no good saying first come, first serve.
I didn't. I'm agreeing with you, so shut up.
Home, sweet home.
In fact, don't bother. I'll tell her myself if she ever comes out.
Good idea.
Oh, and I suppose I'll just have to have a quick wash here. Oh, hell, the water's freezing.
Shall I burn the toast just to complete the perfect morning for you?
Buongiorno.
Oh, morning, Gina.
Buongiorno, Joe.
Cheers.
Buongiorno, mister. I am sorry. I am upsetting you so much.
Oh, that's all right, Gina. You're not.
I think you want me to leave the bathroom.
You see, Gina, Bill does have rather a tight schedule.
Oh, when you're ready. No hurry.
Bit of a turnaround, Bill.
I am all washed up now.
Off you go then, Bill.
Are you sure you're quite finished?
See, I have a trouble with my eyes.
Do you?
I think this eyeliner is not quite right. What do you think?
They both look all right to me. Very nice.
Bill? Here's a kettle of hot water.
Thank you. Oh! Oh! Yes, thank you. I won't be long.
Now, Gina, where do you want to go today?
A zoo.
Oh, zoo! Good idea. Joe can come with us.
You must be joking.
Have you got many zoos in Italy?
Oh, there is only one zoo.
What a pity. I loved the zoo when I was young. My favourite animals are the lions.
In a zoo?
Oh, yes. You'd be surprised.
The zoo, I thought, had the rude pictures and the ladies of the night.
Not London Zoo, I don't think.
She means Soho, Mum, not zoo.
See?
Soho? You want to go to Soho?
I am going.
Well, I suppose we could all go. Might be fun. There's some great restaurants in Soho.
I go with a friend.
What friends?
From my group.
You mean unsupervised?
What is unsupervised?
No hassle.
No teachers with you.
I think we are okay.
Gina, I think it might be an idea if you came with me. You know, it is after all a strange country for you.
Ah, this is my pickup.
Look, let's just discuss this.
See you later. Ciao.
Ciao.
Well, you handled that well, Mum.
Oh, I don't want you putting your oar in when I've got my back against the wall, thank you very much. And don't talk to me about putting my foot down. Every time I stand up for myself in this house, I fall between two stools.
Do you speak English? Was that Gina leaving?
She's gone to Soho.
I wasn't allowed to go to Soho when I was 16.
Neither is she, but she's gone anyway.
Well, couldn't you stop her? After all, we are responsible for her.
Well, so what would you suggest? Locking her in the bathroom?
It's all right, I'll get it. It's probably the office, even if I've been tired. Hello? Pronto? Oh, I see. Mr. Palooza. No, she's not here at the moment. She's gone to... I think my wife is trying to attract my attention. What?
The zoo. Tell him she's gone to the zoo.
She's apparently gone to the zoo, Mr. Palooza. She's always been frightened of animals. Well, maybe she won't stop long. I'm sure she'll tell you all about it later when she comes in. Ciao.
Her father?
Well, you handled that well, didn't you, Faith?
Oh, that's typical. I get the blame for everything round here, and even when I try and help, which is more than anyone else does, I get the blame when it goes wrong, which it never does, except now.
What?
She's teased off.
I don't think I need a translator, thank you.
Not what I was expecting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want just a cocoa and a good book before lights out?
I mean, Gina is not what I was expecting.
She's a bit of a shock, I must admit. Should have realised when she arrived with a pyramid of buttersoft luggage borne by a perspiring admirer. I felt she expected a bellboy to show her to her room.
Instead she had Joe.
I don't think he's ever seen anything quite like Gina before. She's not my idea of a schoolgirl.
No, he certainly didn't have any of those at Pittenween Primary.
Can you imagine her playing netball?
I'm trying to, but I keep getting a red mist before the eyes.
Oh, this is what Sophia Loren must have been like at 16.
I thought Sophia Loren went straight from 10 to 21.
Well, Gina has too. Not fair. She should have spots, puppy fat and a brace on her teeth at 16.
Should she?
Well, when I was 16, I was a stone overweight and I had no confidence in myself at all. I was really lumpy and awkward. You're supposed to say I find that hard to believe.
Well, I do. And of course I find that hard to believe.
Thank you.
Particularly when you are now obviously such a poised and beautiful woman.
All right, don't even do it. She probably won't grow up into a caring, sensitive person if she hasn't been through all the anxieties of adolescence.
I think she's already grown up.
You need to suffer a bit, you know, when you're a teenager, or you're an insufferable adult.
Calm down, Faith. Yes, Gina is a very lovely... girl, but she's only 16. Maybe she won't fulfill her early promise. Maybe she'll be lumpy and awkward at 25.
Do you think so?
No, actually. And anyway, it wouldn't matter by then. She'll already have had 3 husbands and own half of Europe.
Beauty isn't everything.
Well, Joe obviously agrees with you. He's been in a foul mood since she arrived. Joe must be one of the few males who is disappointed that Gina isn't a boy.
Apart from you?
Apart from me, my love.
What's that?
What?
That scraping sound.
Thought it was you sharpening your knife.
Listen.
I would if you'd stop talking.
Can you hear it?
Probably just Gina turning over in the next room.
Why do you say that?
It's just the first thing that came into my head.
I wonder why.
Oh, the face, I don't open that window. It's
freezing.
Oh, Gina. Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Greyshot.
It's McGregor, actually. Greyshot was the name from my first marriage, but since I married Bill... Well, never mind about that now. Why are you leaning out of the window?
I like the fresh air.
It's not fresh, it's foggy.
Foggy? What is...
Never mind. Are you feeling all right?
It is Jesus. Jesus has come for me.
What? Bill, I don't think Gina's well. She's leaning out of the window talking about the second coming. I'm going to see if she's okay.
Well, do you want me to go?
No, you go back to sleep.
What if it is the second coming?
Can I go in, Gina?
Sure.
What's this about Jesus?
Well, he is good for me.
Well, of course he is. But why do you think he's outside in our garden?
Because he came to see me.
He has a lot of people to look after. Why should he come to you?
On the night bus from Trafalgar Square.
This Jesus, he's not the one I'm thinking about, is he? Not the one from the Bible.
The Bible? He's with the Bracknell group. He comes from Genoa. We meet in the burger bar. Oh,
fine, I see, Gina. Well, I'd be very happy if you'd like to bring Jesus round to meet us. But I don't think that you should encourage him to visit you at night. Your father would not like it.
My father, pa.
Yes, well, nevertheless, I'm responsible for you, so please don't let Jesus come to see you in secret.
I try to stop him, but he is urgent.
Urgent?
He is an arduous lover.
Arduous? You mean ardent?
Like you and Mr... Your husband is arduous, isn't he?
On occasions.
I think you understand about men. You are passionate with your man, I think.
Yes, well, good night, Gina. Wind in the Willows is by your bed, if you'd like something to read.
I got the spuds and the letters. Do you want me to start lunch?
It's not my fault I haven't started it.
I'm not accusing you, Faith.
You're just not getting a chance to do anything these days.
Oh, why is that?
Because every time I get down to work, there's some doe-eyed fool at the door hoping to catch a glimpse of Gina.
You mean Joe's friends?
No, I don't. I mean grown men.
Despicable.
And to crown it all...
Can I have a drink before you crown it?
She's in Joe's bedroom.
When? Now?
Yes.
Well, where's Joe?
With her, of course.
You mean Joe and Gina are up in his bedroom?
Oh, what took you so long?
But what's wrong with that?
He's a boy and she's...
Likely to turn your son's mind away from childish things.
Well, isn't she?
Well, it'd have to happen sometime, Faith.
But I don't want it to happen now.
Why not?
Because he's too young.
He's the same age as Gina.
Only in years.
Joe has never met anyone like Gina before.
She's certainly different from Emma, his last great crush.
What appeals to him about Emma?
She could spit further than he could.
Well, there you are, you see. He's maturing.
What's your bill?
Hello, Joe.
Mum, can I take some coke upstairs?
What for?
We're thirsty.
Why? What are you doing?
Talking.
Talking? Don't you talk to me about talking. I know what talking means.
What's up with her, Bill?
She's had a hard day.
Is Gina still in your room?
As it happens, she is.
So where are you doing this talking?
What?
Don't be obtuse, Joe.
Am I being whatever she said, Bill?
Just answer the question, Joe, and then we can all have some lunch.
Are you both sitting on the bed talking?
No, I'm hanging from the ceiling and Gina is on top of the wardrobe.
Oh, very funny.
What is this?
It's your mother trying to find out if you and Gina are enjoying yourselves.
Yes, thanks. Give us a shout when lunch is ready.
Well, that was illuminating.
Was it?
He didn't like her yesterday. Why does he suddenly like her today?
Who can tell what changes a day may bring? I liked you yesterday, but today you're driving me up the pole.
I'm sorry, Bill. Let's get the salad started, eh? I'll slice the cucumber and you can top and tail the radishes.
But I've had enough excitement for one day already.
Hello?
Faith?
Gina?
Si.
Where are you?
I am to Eastbourne.
To where?
Eastbourne, the seaside. Very nice.
Yes, but not at this time of night. How did you get there?
I was coming back to you.
Via Eastbourne?
But the train was not what it said it was going.
You mean you believed the Waterloo announcement board?
It went to Eastbourne.
Hell, is Jesus with you?
Yes, we are enjoying each other.
Tina, stop doing that.
Okay, don't worry, Faith. I am not alone.
I'd be less worried if you were.
There are no more trains. Should I hitch?
No, no, you won't hitch. Hella, I'll have to come and get you. Tell me where you are.
The Burger King, at the seaside.
Where else? Stay there, Gina. I'll be a couple of hours.
Okay, Faith. Ciao.
Who's that?
Oh, hello, Bill.
Where's Gina?
Good question. Oh, I bet she's run out of money.
Sorry, I'll get it, Faith. Hello. Pronto? Oh, Mr. Peluso. How nice to hear. Well, I don't know. In fact, I'm not sure either of us know where Gina is. Not that she can be far. She's at the seaside, apparently. No, we're not far from the sea, really. Well, nobody is in England. No, of course we're not trying to stop her talking to you. It's just bad luck she's been out when you've called. I assure you she's safe and... Yes, sir. Ciao. I think he learned his manners from the Godfather. I'm going to make some tea for us.
Oh, who can this be at this time of night? Hannah!
Mum, I hate it.
What?
University, what do you think?
Well, everyone does at first. Give it another week.
Mum, let me in. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Well, can I come in then?
Of course you can. Are you getting the train back tonight?
Mum, I've left and I'm never going back.
Hannah, you don't mean it.
I do. I'll just go and have a bath and then I'll tell you why.
No, tell me why first.
Mum, let go of my bag.
Look.
You're really tired and grubby and I want a bath.
Cup of tea?
Let me upstairs, Mum.
I should tell you something first.
It's okay. I know you've got your artwork in my room. You can move it out tomorrow.
It's not just that.
And Bill's records. I know about those.
There's the Italian.
What Italian?
The one I was telling you about.
Oh, Joe's student?
Yes.
So what?
Well, it turned out to be a girl.
You mean there's a girl student here?
Yes. So she couldn't share with Joe, could she?
Why not? He wouldn't notice.
So she's in your room?
You've let my room to an Italian girl?
Only for 2 weeks. She's nearly gone.
Well, thanks, Mum.
I tried to tell you, but your pits went.
Well, you could have written.
Well, I've hardly had time to clean my teeth. There's been so much disruption since she's been here.
So where's she going to sleep now?
You'll have to share.
Why should I?
Hannah, look, I didn't know you were coming home, nor did I know that we'd get a girl instead of a boy. It's not my fault. Now, can you either share or push off back to Liverpool, because I've had enough.
So where is she now?
In Eastbourne with Jesus.
Oh, you mean she's religious?
No, it's some boy she met at the Burger King.
He never let me go to Eastbourne with a boy I met at Burger King.
I haven't let her. She's just gone. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have got to go to Eastbourne.
Faith, what on earth Hannah. What are you doing here?
Oh, why doesn't anybody say, how nice to see you?
Come on, let's all have some tea.
Afraid not, Faith. The element is just blown in the kettle.
Great. Wonderful. Bill, I wonder if you'd mind driving to Eastbourne. I think I'd be a danger to other motorists in my present mood.
By the fact that confusion over the identical names led to each of the two states accidentally declaring...
Go in there, Gina.
Oh. Bill? Oh, I'm dropped off. What time is it?
After midnight.
Where is Jesus?
We dropped him off in Streatham.
Are you all right, Gina?
See, Faith, thank you.
Never mind, are you all right, Gina? I've been telling Gina that she must be more considerate towards you because when you are upset, my life is hell.
I understand that, Faith. I am sorry to cause a rift between
you. A rift, Gina. You have caused a rift.
Have I? Sorry.
No, you haven't. I mean, anyway, what's Bill been telling you?
That you worry about me. That you think I am not thinking. That I am teaching Joe things.
And did he mention the bathroom?
No. What about the bathroom?
He thinks you spend too long. Never mind. And are you teaching Joe things?
Yes, he is keen to learn.
You know how young Joe is, don't you, Gina?
He is older than me.
Is he? My God, is he?
And why what? What's going on?
Gina was just saying you're older than her.
3 weeks and 2 days, yes.
I'm surprised, that's all. Gina seems so much more mature.
Thanks, Mum. I can always rely on you to embarrass me.
She is not at her most subtle after midnight.
She says she's been teaching you things.
Oh, Gina, you said you wouldn't say anything. I wanted to keep it quiet.
Joe, tell your mother what's going on and stop misleading her. She is not the only one who's short-tempered after midnight.
Okay. Gina's brother has had a trial for AC Milan.
Oh, wow.
She's a football fan. She follows the teams.
And?
And we've been discussing sport, and Gina's been instructing me.
In what?
Sopra la luna, seccato come un pappagallo.
Italian? Well done, Joe. What does it mean?
Over the moon, sick as a parrot.
Yes. Oh? Kevin? Yes, Hannah is here, but look, it's a bit early. We had a Oh, never mind. Just hang on. Hannah! Phone! Hannah! What? Hannah! Phone! Oh, she's just coming. Oh, your pips are going. Must I? Okay.
Well?
His pips went.
Whose?
Kevin's.
Oh, couldn't you phone him back? Who's Kevin?
No, I couldn't, Hannah. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. A damned uncivilized time to ring anybody. And I don't feel kindly towards him.
Who's Kevin?
What did he say?
Not much.
Oh, Bill, tell me.
Who's Kevin?
Do I have to?
Yes, please.
All right. He said, kissy, kissy, come back. He'll never do it again.
Never do what again, Hannah?
What does it matter, Mum? He's not doing it. Oh, isn't it a beautiful day? Thanks, Bill. I think I'm a really lucky person.
You want a temperature, Hannah?
I'm H-A-P-P-Y. H-A-P-P-Y.
I want to go back to sleep, but I can't.
I tell you what, don't wake up completely. Let's have a bit of a cuddle.
I know you're a bit of a cuddle.
Well, do you object?
You're expecting a rather lot out of me this morning. Being suddenly wakened by a phone call can sap a man's strength, you know. Oh.
I'm off, then.
Good grief. Look, I'd like to ban room visits between residents before 8 a.m.
Sorry. Just want to catch the early train.
Hannah, are you sure you want to go back to
Yes, Mum.
But you said you didn't like the work or the halls of residence.
I know, but it all looks better when you're in love, doesn't it?
Apparently.
Say goodbye to Gina for me. She still spark out.
Okay.
She was telling me about her family. Rotten, isn't it?
What is?
Oh, about her father being a real bully and her mother taking to drink.
Really?
I said I knew what it was like to have unstable parents.
I hope you're joking.
Yes, Mum. But she has had a tough time, though.
Oh, I wish I'd known that. I think we've given her a bit of a tough time here as well.
Joe! Bring down the rest of Gina's cases. Her bus is here.
I have it too much, you know.
Every way, Gina.
Gina, Hannah said goodbye. She went back to Liverpool early.
She is a clever girl. She can do better than this creep, Kevin, after what he done to her.
Yes. What has he done, Gina?
Oh, where is Joe?
Ciao, Gina.
Oh, ciao, Joe. Come in the summer. I get Marco to write to you.
Great, thanks.
I send you a AC Milan shirt.
Excellent.
He's getting impatient, Gina.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, sorry, Gina. I hope I didn't upset you last night.
There's no need to cry, Gina.
I am sad because it is so nice here.
Nice? Here?
My family is not nice.
Oh, I'm sure that is not true.
They fight all the time.
Do they?
Not like you and Bill. You are in love, I see that.
Can you?
I'm leaving.
Hannah and Joe are very lucky.
Are we?
Yes, I'm not sure they realize that.
I have bought you a present.
Oh, it's a lovely plate.
Eastbourne Beach.
Yes, I can see that.
To remind you of me?
I don't know what to say. Oh, we'll miss you, Gina.
Goodbye, Gina.
Oh, it won't be for so long, will it?
What?
I can come back next year, yes?
See, Gina, we'd be, Sopra la Luna. Wouldn't we, Faith?
In episode 3 of Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, James Bolam played Bill and Linda Bellingham, Faith. Emma Gregory was Hannah, Mark Denham, Joe, and Danielle Allen, Gina. Second Thoughts was produced by Paul Schlesinger.